My friends, it has often been said that I like war. Friends, I like war. Nine. Friends, I love war. I love holocausts. I love blitzkriegs. I love defensive lines. I love sieges, charges. I love mop-up operations and retreats. Wars across prairies and streets and trenches and grasslands, in frozen tundras, through deserts, on the sea, in the air. I love every act of war that can occur upon this earth. I love blasting the enemy to smithereens with artillery salvos that thunder across the lines of battle. My heart leaps with joy whenever a soldier is tossed high into the air and cut to pieces by well-placed sniper rounds. And there's nothing like a tank operator using a Tiger 88 to destroy enemy tanks. And the feeling that comes over me when a soldier runs screaming from his blazing tank only to be mowed down by heavy machine gun fire is such an exquisite feeling. Like when ranks of infantry brandish their bayonets rushing into the enemy line, it moves me deep within my heart to watch a fresh recruit stabbing over and over into a bloated chest of a long-dead enemy. The sight of deserters being strung up from a street lamp is an irresistible pleasure, and there is nothing more rousing then the sounds made by prisoners of war dropping like flies, screaming in agony as they're mowed down by ear-piercing schmeichers, when a band of pitiful resistance fighters makes their final stands with nothing but small arms, only to have the city smashed to atoms, block by block, by 4.8-ton bombshells. I'm in ecstasy! I love it! When my forces are ravaged by a Russian armored division, it's so sad to see the towns and villages that were supposed to be defended at all costs being laid away. Their women and children being raped and killed. I love to be squashed under the heel of the British and American war machines. The humiliation as my men crawl around like vermin ducking Jager bombers flying overhead. Gentlemen, all I ask for is war. A war so grand to make hell itself tremble. Gentlemen, I ask you as fellow brothers in arms, what is it you really want? Do you wish to further war as I do? Do you wish for a merciless, bloody war? A war whose fury is built with iron and lightning and fire? Do you ask for war to sweep in like a tempest, leaving not even ravens to scavenge from this earth? We are a clenched fist, ready to strike down all who oppose us with our might. But after enduring over half a century wallowing in the darkness for us, a simple ordinary war will no longer be sufficient. We need a massive war. A war beyond any other that man's history has ever known. We are but a single battalion, the remnants of a defeated army numbering less than 1,000 strong. However, I believe that each of you old warriors is worth 1,000s of their sickly soft children. We represent a force that could easily defeat an army of 1,000,001 men. It is time for them to awake, the ones who sent us screaming into oblivion and who are now lie sleeping. Let's drag them out of their bed by the hair and remind them of what we are. We will remind them of what it feels like to live in fear. We will remind them of the sound of our jackboots make against the throats. We will remind them that there are more things between heaven and hell than are dreamt of in their philosophy. A comfort group of 1,000 vampires is going to burn this world down to ash. Yes, my friends, soon Europe's charred remains will illuminate the night sky. I have brought you all back just as I promised I would. Back to our favorite battlefield. Back to our beloved war. At last, the sea lion has crossed the ocean and is heading up the hill. Attention, soldiers of the Millennium Battalion. This is a message from your commander. My friends, let's bring them hell.